Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And as I was seeking the Lord regarding the message I'll be sharing with you, abiding in the vine, I began to realize that all of us, myself included, need to have a much deeper and greater and richer understanding of what Jesus Christ has done for us. You know, we can read the Word of God, and if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you read passages of Scripture, you hear verses being quoted in sermons and messages, and there's a danger that because we've heard them time and again, they're familiar, we intellectually and mentally comprehend and understand what is being said. But it's an entirely different thing if we will meditate on the truths that are contained in any verse of Scripture. Then it becomes, the Holy Spirit is, it becomes a living reality in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is able to take the truth of God and make it a rhema word to us, a personal word with application and significance and meaning for our lives. And so as I was going over this message, I was just stirred in my heart to understand how beautiful, how great, how tremendous the work that God has done for us through Jesus Christ, His life, death, and resurrection. So having said that, let's just go to prayer, join our hearts in the spirit of prayer before the Lord, asking Him to give us greater and greater revelation, that we truly, Lord, that's our prayer, that we would grow in grace and in the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, as I do every day, for those who are listening, my UCM spiritual family, my radio family, Father, everyone who's listening today, we honor You, we praise You, we bless Your name that You have been so good to us. You are our faithful God. And Lord, we are so thrilled and so privileged, so honored, so grateful, so thankful to be Your children. And Lord, we're asking that we would have greater and greater, not only comprehension, but appreciation for all that You have given us. Lord, that we will understand beyond our mind and intellect what it means to be an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Lord, in this earthly realm, in these mortal bodies, we will never be able to fully appreciate and understand. But one day when we're with You, You will somehow enlarge our hearts that we will begin to get a greater understanding of the joy that You have prepared for us to be with You, that You will be our God and we shall be Your people, which was Your plan from the beginning. So Lord, strengthen us, encourage our hearts. Lord, help us for just these few minutes to lay aside troubles, cares, burdens. Father, by faith right now, everything that's been bothering us, troubling us, fretting us, Lord, we just release it to Your altar and we quiet our souls and spirits before Your presence, and we ask Your word through the power of the Holy Spirit to do its glorious work in us in the name of Jesus, and we honor You for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'd like to begin by sharing a few passages of Scripture in 1 John, the 4th chapter. I'm going to read 6 verses. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, is it in the world? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In other words, because of that, we can recognize what is true and what is error. 1 John 4 and 16, a little further on in that chapter, the apostle says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." The Phillips translation puts it like this: "For we realize that our life in this world is actually his life in us." Weymouth's translation puts it this way: "God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this will love, in its perfection, be displayed in us, because what he is, that we also are in this world." Oh, brothers and sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ, his body, has before it the most powerful challenge, the greatest privilege ever given to us. And it is thrilling to know God has revealed himself, God the Father, in all of his fullness through the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you thought about this lately? That we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and his fullness dwells within us. It says in the Word, the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily in Christ Jesus. And his life, the life of Jesus, is being manifested in us, so we can rise to the challenge of God's clarion call to touch, to bless, to reach out, and through the grace of God, see the lives of those who don't know him be redeemed and brought into the everlasting kingdom of God. God has given to you, to me, every born-again child of God, a powerful ministry. Beloved, it's the ministry of life. And is that not needed in today's world? There's such darkness, such evil, such death that surrounds us. It seems to be growing exponentially every day. We don't have a death witness, but rather a living witness or a testimony of the risen Christ. Beloved, as Paul said, if Christ was not raised, our faith, our religion is in vain. But he has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep in Christ. And so, beloved, as time draws to a close, as we are entering the very last moments of these last days, God has placed before each one of us so great and so wonderful a challenge. As we hear his word, and as we are not just hearers, but doers of his word, God will honor our obedience to fulfill his divine purpose and his divine destiny in each one of our lives. Did you know you have a divine destiny in God? You might not feel very special. You may feel that you're not outstanding in any way, but God created you. You're the very handiwork of God. He delights in you. He's graven you on the palms of his hands, and he wants you to be fruitful for him. He wants you to walk in a joy-filled, peace-filled life. Yes, of course, he wants to bless you and meet all of your needs materially, but he wants your heart to be so in love with him, just as he is in love with you, that you are willing to give your body a living sacrifice, that you're willing to give your desires, your motives, your intentions, your plans, all that you are into his loving hands, that he can do with you whatever he wills. Praise God. What an amazing calling that we can give ourselves to the creator of the universe, that he will accomplish his good purpose in us. And you know, beloved, you may not know what the future holds for you, but you know what? You can trust him, because God is good. He has only our very best interests at heart. If as a natural parent, you can relate to the fact that you want nothing but the very best for your children, how much more God, who is perfect in love, wants for us. As we hear His word and as we do His word, God honors our faithfulness, our diligence, and He will fulfill His divine purpose and open the way for us to ever go forward. That's His plan for us, never to go back, not to backslide, not to turn to the right or to the left, but continue to go on. He leads us in the path, in the way everlasting. He's leading us to the mountain of the Lord, to His high and holy place, where we will be forever with Him. And the final experience of our salvation will be completed when we see Him face to face, when we have that new glorified body that is like unto His glorious body. God is revealing, beloved, in these days we're living in, so many things. He's opening up the pages of His word that now, as we are drawing close to the end of days, there's revelation and understanding God is giving to the body of Christ that we've not had before. He told Daniel to seal up the vision until the end days. He always gives His children the information we need on a need-to-know basis. But He's revealing the mysteries of His kingdom through the pages of His living word. We have before us the greatest opportunity to reach the lost with the gospel of the kingdom of God. We have that privilege to proclaim the teachings of Jesus Christ to the whole, for the whole man, for the whole world. Praise God. Beloved, I'm so excited and look forward to be able to share more with you, but we'll have to stop for now, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But before I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, I invite you, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, and it's one of my sacred joys and privileges to be able to pray for the needs that come in. I love my UCM partners, and there's just such a deep relationship and bond in the Spirit that God has placed there. For some, for decades, they have stood faithful to the Lord and with this ministry. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, the announcer will give our contact information. Send that email, write that brief note. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,